I'm Ben Perez, and I'm an urban planner who specializes in transportation. I do more transportation policy now than actual planning, how we can use the resources that we have better. I work for Parsons Brinckerhoff, which is a large engineering firm based here in New York for over 120 years. And I do an awful lot of work in the use of pricing as a means to manage congestion. And I've been involved with the Congestion Pricing Initiative here in New York. And I live right on Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn. I've been in the neighborhood for 20 years and living on the plaza for 11. It's changed in some ways and it hasn't changed in others. There's a lot more diversity in the attractions in the neighborhood itself in terms of shopping, in terms of amenities. So that I see that there's more and more of an impetus just to stay put and enjoy what's here and not have to go seek it someplace else. But in terms of just what the neighborhood looks like, how it feels, the park, that hasn't changed all that much. But there's a lot of vibrancy. It's really going through a renaissance. But what the interesting thing about the plaza is that it's a very large piece of transportation infrastructure with very large ribbons of parkland in and around it. And so it's sort of that nexus of the park and the people who control the park and then the transportation infrastructure. So it was very interesting to think about that. And it's interesting to think about it also as a resident, because a lot of that land, which is seen to be as perhaps underutilized, is in these berms that create an artificial land barrier between the inner part of Grand Army Plaza, which is where all the traffic goes, and then what is the service road, which is Plaza Street, which is where I live and where, you know, that's what our neighborhood really is. So those berms serve a wonderful function because they isolate us from one of the busiest, you know, traffic intersections in all of Brooklyn, and make our little street kind of bucolic. So if we want to reutilize those berms, I'm very, you know, anybody who would live here would love to have access to new space that we haven't had before, but would still like to make sure that then, you know, this neighborhood is somehow protected from the traffic. But then the other aspect that I hadn't necessarily thought of is how Grand Army Plaza actually separates Prospect Heights and Park Slope. And it's you know, people who use Grand Army Plaza are people who are in cars and vehicles who travel through it. And those of us who live on it don't interact with it in the same kind of way. There's more activity in Park Slope. There's more shopping, there's more restaurants, there's just more of everything. Prospect Heights is the smallest neighborhood in Brooklyn. I can tell you that. And it's, would listen to Bruce Ratner, who wants to develop a corner, a very large corner of Prospect Heights with his Atlantic Yards development, which is 1.5 times the size of the World Trade Center site. He's telling people that that location is in downtown Brooklyn. Well, that's bunk. It's here in Prospect Heights. But Prospect Heights is got fewer large buildings. The large buildings you'll find pretty much here on Grand Army Plaza where I live, and a few other little pockets. And it's got more brownstones and row houses. But it also, as you get closer down to Atlantic Avenue, becomes very much manufacturing commercial. So in some ways it's like Park Slope, because you had that in Park Slope going towards 4th Avenue, and you've got a similar mix of you know, building stock, but we're much smaller over here. Well, I think that this the fact that the Design Trust is having this competition, and that the fact that it attracted, I forget the number of entrants, but it's something like 180, I think. It's a wonderful way to shine light on an incredible asset that we have that people don't necessarily know about, and to get people to think about how this beautiful plaza that we have could be made to work in new ways. And it gives people an opportunity to take their blinders off and just look at all the potential options. And it was very, very interesting looking at the different designs, because some were more conservative and kept the general configuration the way it is. Others blew it away so it was hardly recognizable. They introduced a whole mix of activities that could take place. Some were more formal in the way they approached it. Really, the range of visions was very, very comprehensive, and really allowed you to think about what might work. I'd love to see the beautiful things that are out there retained. I'd love to see new opportunities for people to use the plaza. I'd love to see it opened up. I'd love to see it be a bridge between these two neighborhoods, and also a bridge into the park. And it also has to maintain its function as a traffic circle. I think that from a transportation perspective, we're just looking to probably maintain essentially the same level or an acceptable level of functionality to these streets that flow through Grand Army Plaza. And what we're really looking to do is to redevelop the other space to provide new opportunities and be more inviting. From a traffic perspective, we need, whatever the solution is, it needs to work. But the reality is that there's an awful lot of pavement in Grand Army Plaza. And if you were to go around and look at Flatbush Avenue, look at Prospect Park West, look at Eastern Parkway and Vanderbilt, which are the major streets that come in, they're all one or two lanes as they approach the plaza. And once you get into the plaza, the thing blossoms out into, I think it's something like seven lanes in either all around. So there actually is probably more pavement than is needed. So there's an opportunity to reduce some of that and do something more sustainable with that space. From a community perspective, I mean, I guess I've had a good sense as to what we're talking about, because the plaza really is at the intersection of this beautiful park and of Park Slope and Prospect Heights, and again, a kind of a barrier, a very beautiful one, but it presents some interesting opportunities. I would like for there to be opportunities, better opportunities to move easily through the plaza and use it as a resident. I mean, what we do is we walk around the edge of it, because that's all we can do. There's some beautiful statuary out there that's just overgrown, and people don't appreciate it. So it's underutilized. Well, the berms are sort of abandoned space. They're treed, and then they're covered with weeds and just scrub growth. I've always, as I've said, I've wished that the berms could somehow be made more inviting rather than just as a landmass that blocks out the traffic. I think there's maybe, I could count the times on one hand when I've actually walked through that area, because I have, you know, there's no reason to. And once you've seen it, you've seen it, and it would be nice to be able to enjoy something like that, but it's basically surrounded by traffic. When it was designed, there were no automobiles, motorized vehicles running around. So it was designed for a prior time. I think it was seen partly as a parade ground. We have a parade ground on the other side of the park, but it was a triumphal open space. It probably mimicked a lot of what was seen in Europe. You can go to the entrance to the park in Budapest. It looks like Grand Army Plaza, and of course there's an obvious connection to the Étoile in Paris. Mm-hmm. But it's just a very grand open space with beautiful monuments. My work, as I said, is more on the policy side, and I'm not a traffic engineer by any means, but I work with traffic engineers, and I often pull together the various strands of analysis to paint a complete picture. You approach these things separately, but yet in an integrated manner. these functions need to work. So there's a certain amount of traffic that flows through that needs to be accommodated, and it's accommodated in a certain fashion right now. There are lights as you go around the plaza, and the queue at the lights never seems to be that long because people don't realize how darn wide it is. But it will take you a good 2 minutes probably to be able to get around the plaza with all the lights. So you could think of that as a benchmark, and whatever the solution is, you know, you'd probably want to see it be able to accommodate traffic in certainly a comparable manner, and not something worse. Now, there are traffic engineers, and they are people who count vehicles, and they're aware of cycle times for traffic signals, and they have their formulae and all these things, and you know, there are ways to calculate what the capacity of a complex intersection such as Grand Army Plaza, what that is. So you would need to just do the types of assessments to figure out from a traffic perspective what would work and what wouldn't work. But I'm thoroughly convinced that it's all right to have a longer, thinner queue rather than a shorter and wider one. That's the exciting part of coming up with concepts. And I think that we shouldn't have any, this is a design competition, it's an ideas competition, that we should not be put in any kind of straitjacket to say, oh, it has to be configured, you know, road-wise, you know, the way it is now, or you need to keep this, you need to keep that. There would likely be some very formal approvals, there will be a formal approval process if a change is made. This is park space, it's a historic space, so it would need to be vetted. But right now we need to have the full gamut of ideas just to help us visualize what's possible. I'd like to have people able to walk through the plaza. Right now all you can do is walk around the plaza. And the plaza in its core really is traffic. So if we can contain that traffic and then provide opportunities through new landscaping, through new structures and whatnot, to have people be able to cross the plaza and to perhaps introduce new types of uses. We have, I don't know what it is, 700 acres of park. We have one of the most beautiful parks in the world across the street. So we don't necessarily need park-type land in the plaza because we've got plenty of that. But it would be really interesting to see other types of civic and public uses that could be provided in the plaza. We have a farmer's market that's there. We have important cultural institutions that are there. We've got beautiful public art that's there. So it's a great setting for other types of public activities. And where activities where people from all the neighborhoods here and people who are using the park could come together.